and welcome to Walking Movies. It's a very strange summer's day today. It's been raining pretty much all day, and as I've come out today to see this film, the sun has actually come out, which is bizarre because it's been raining pretty much all day. It's been windy, it's been a nasty day, but that was not going to stop me from going to see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. And yeah, I might have looked at that title a few times to remember what it's actually called, but I think I've got it right, which is the main thing. Now, I am a kid of the 80s, quite clearly, not just by this face you're staring at now, but also because I just recently turned 40. So I was the prime age for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I like T-Man, I like Thundercats, but Turtles was my real kind of favourite. It launched in 88, I think it came to the UK about 89, and from the first time I saw the opening titles, I was completely hooked. I love Turtles. The Christmas the Turtles figures came out, my parents tried really hard to get me the toys for Christmas and failed, and said, look, couldn't get them, but as soon as they're available we will get them. And we went to Toys R Us on Boxing Day at Lakeside, and the whole wall, the floors are seething, every turtle toy you can imagine. So I managed to get them all that day. So that was a nice Christmas. But it's obviously been a franchise that I haven't really kind of kept up with. The original cartoon aired until 96, I believe. Then there was a live action TV version called The Next Mutation, which didn't last very long. Then it got rebooted again in 2003 through to 2009. After that, there was another series a few years later. Both of those, weirdly, were called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then most recently, there's been Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which had a quite unique art style. All of the cartoons had their own different styles of doing it, but theirs in particular really looked unusual. But I never watched any of them. You know, I'd catch clips here and there, but I never tried to get back into Turtles. Film-wise, of course, in 1990 we got the live-action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, which I remember going to at the cinema and it just blew me away. We got two more sequels after that, Secrets of the Ooze, starring Vanilla Ice and Kevin Nash, and Turtles in Time. I saw Turtles 2, but I didn't see it at the cinema, but Turtles 3 I've never seen. Just never had the urge to see. I remember seeing the trailer for it and just thinking, ugh. And there's been some cartoon films as well. There was TMNT in 2005, 2006, something like that. Remember that coming out, but again, never saw that one either. And then, most recently at the cinema, Michael Bay tried to bring back live-action Turtles, this time rather than being Jim Henson created costumes, this was CG Turtles, which always looks a bit off. And shock, I didn't see those either. I was told they were quite good, but I caught bits and pieces. I remember seeing one when it was on TV and just watched it for about 30 minutes just thinking, this really is a vibing for me. Which is weird because today, not only am I seeing this new film, but I'm excited for it. I really am. Like, from the first time I saw a trailer, I was like, this looks interesting. It's directed by Jeff Rowe, from a screenplay written by him, Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg and some other people. But Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg wrote this, or helped write this, and producing it. Seth Rogen as well has got a voice role in the film. I'll let you guess as to who he might be voicing, but I'm sure you can probably figure it out. But there's a lot of famous people in this cast. You've got John Cena, Maya Rudolph, and the whole Jackie Chan as Master Splinter, and they've actually got teenagers to voice the turtles for like pretty much the first time ever in the franchise. They've always been voiced by adults, and you can see their names here. If you're just listening to the podcast, you won't see the names there because this is primarily for the YouTube version of this podcast. This is why we need to watch the YouTube version or the video version on Anchor, because you get to see things that you wouldn't see. But anyway, it's got a good cast. The trailer looks great. It's got so Jeff Rowe was a co-director on Mitchell's vs. the Machines, one of the best animated films of the last 5 years. Quite underrated. It's underrated because it didn't get a cinema release. It went straight to Netflix, but it's critically regarded by Rotten Tomatoes, by fans of the film. It's really good. If you haven't watched it, go and check it out. So when I saw he was involved and I saw the animation style that kind of looks across between Mitchell's and Machines, Spider-Verse, and a bit of claymation as well, it looks to be, I was like, this looks interesting. This looks really, really interesting. So yeah, that's why I'm excited. It came out just this morning, 31st of July 2023 in the UK. Comes out later in the week. I think it comes out Wednesday in America. But there's one 3D showing of it today, and I was like, I need to go and see this in 3D. It's in disappointing screen at my cinema, so I'm not expecting the 3D to be particularly great. But nonetheless, I wanted to see it in 3D. That was the only way I could. So yeah, I am excited for this film. I'm hoping that it lives up to my quite high expectations. And the thing is, despite what I just said about not keeping up the franchise, nothing fills me with more joy when I go to a toy shop and I see Turtles merchandise on the shelves, because I know the joy that it gave me. And obviously nowadays you get a lot of the retro stuff, a lot of the re-releases of the original Playmates toys on the retro packaging, and it's like a comfort blanket staring at me on the shelf. So although I've not kept up the franchise, they always had a special place in my heart. I love the video games, and yeah, that's why I'm buzzed to see this. But is it any good? We're going to find out. That's pretty much why I'm walking to the cinema in this wind condition. But yes, let's end this. It's a very long intro. I'll try and keep the review short, but I will let you know my thoughts on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem in a sec. Right, so just before I start the review, a bit of admin. I'm going to start doing another show over on YouTube. It's just going to be on YouTube. It's going to be talking movies, and it is where on a weekly basis I will cover the latest kind of movie news, rumours, box office results, etc., etc. So that is something that will be starting this week. Going to go and record the first episode the next day or so. So look out for that on YouTube. If you only listen to the podcast, you're going to have to go onto YouTube. Sorry, that's how that's going to work. That's the first thing. Second thing, the weather's been okay while I've been out, but I'm obviously conscious that as autumn rolls around, weather's not going to be so good. So whilst I'll still continue to try and do this in the same way that I do, there'll probably be more recordings of me before I leave and when I get home. So it won't quite be walking movies, but I'll still be walking some movies, I just won't be recording it. But yeah, let's talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants Mayhem. Right, so what did I think of the film? Well, I'm very pleased. It's an interesting film to review, think about it in that way, because
it's obviously got some similarities to Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse. That's obviously where it's kind of got an influence from, but I would say that this film definitely skews at a younger audience. I don't think the Spider-Man films aren't child-friendly at all, but I would say that this definitely felt like it was aimed at a younger audience. Wasn't a problem, but just something to point out. I thought the comedy was really good in it. I really enjoyed the script. The soundtrack was so up my alley. Lots of 90s, early 2000s kind of R&B and pop, and I just loved that. I was bopping along. I don't know if anyone saw me, but they probably thought it was a bit weird, but I probably think I'm a bit weird anyway. But I really enjoyed the soundtrack. Thought that was great. Thought the voice work was great. You know, as I said before, the Turtles are all played by teenagers, and it just worked. It worked really well. I really enjoyed the performances, but the whole cast, lots of good names. I'm not going to list off any more because some of them I'd forgotten about, and so it was a surprise to hear them in the film. But all good. And yeah, I just came out of there thinking it was a really good film. I saw it in 3D. I wouldn't recommend seeing it in 3D. And what I found was that some of the animation, especially some of the fight scenes where they're kind of, you know, editing quickly, lots of cuts, lots of jumping around, it was quite hard to follow watching it in 3D, and I wasn't sure how different that would be in 2D. But yeah, I definitely felt that maybe it would have been better without being in 3D. What happens with films, action films, when they're in 3D is, unless it's kind of slowed down a little bit, I find that it can be too much going on and it's hard to follow. When Transformers went 3D, that was one thing that they did really well, was they kind of slowed the action down a little bit to not make it so hard to keep up with. And I felt with this film that was a hindrance. So I'm glad I saw it in 3D, because, and we'll talk about it on Talking Movies this week, but you know, it's very unlikely to get a 3D home release. If you don't see it at the cinema, you're probably never going to see it in 3D. So I'm glad to say that I saw it. And there were things that worked really well with the 3D. But overall, I think you'll be able to enjoy this film possibly more without the 3D as well. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's come out at a good time. Summer holidays are just starting. Summer holidays will soon be ending in America, so it's kind of got in at a good time for the UK audience, and also a good time for the US audience before they go back to school. So it should do pretty well at the box office. What am I going to score this film? I'm going to give it... I want to give it a 7.5. I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it an 8, just round it up. I had a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it again. It's probably the best Turtles film that they've ever done. And I love that. Lots of Easter eggs if you are familiar with the franchise. There's probably Easter eggs that I missed, but I felt like I got quite a lot of the Easter eggs in the film. So, you know, that was fun to see. And they've already announced a sequel. Sequel is happening. It's already been greenlit. I don't know if it's in production yet, but it's definitely happening. Which is great, because you definitely... There's a big credit scene. So, yeah, stay and watch that. Which I guess kind of set things up for more. But the fact that they've already... You know, sometimes you go and see a film and they leave you with, you know, something happening in the story that could open it up for more. Definitely done it with this film. But as I said, they've already announced the sequel, so that's great. So yeah, go and see it. Don't, you know, necessarily rush to see it in 3D, but definitely see it at the cinema. I had a really good time. If you are looking for something to take the kids to see during the summer holidays, and you've already seen Barbie, I think this is more of a kids film than Barbie is anyway. And I think it is, although Turtles tends to skew towards boys, so it's more of a boys franchise, I think girls will really enjoy this as well. No reason not to. So yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. Not my favourite animation this year, but it's been a good year for animation, so you know, that's not a knock on the quality of the film, and I can't wait to see a sequel. So job done, happy Turtles fan here. So thank you for watching, listening, however you consume this, and I think The Meg is up next. I think that's the next film I'll be going to see, The Meg 2, which means I have to go and see The Meg 1 first, so I'll do that in the next few days before The Meg comes out. But thank you. Please like, share, subscribe, all helps, and as always, Flynn lives. We'll be right back.